Good morning, everyone. So today in our SPAG session, we are going to be thinking about some homophones. Now, if you remember, a homophone is a word that sounds very similar, but it is spelt differently and it means something completely different. So for example, we have flower and flower, and we have hour and hour, and read and read, road and road. And they're all spelt different and they all mean something totally different as well. The homophones that we are thinking of today are words that are commonly used incorrectly. Okay, so we've got were and we're and where or where. Okay, now if you have a look on the website, you will see the PowerPoint for this, these words, where we're going to explore what these words mean. Now you probably know what they all mean, but we just need to make sure that we are always using them correctly. The first one is were. So for example, there were lots of cakes at the party. Or they were going on their holiday. Were is the plural of was. So I was going on holiday, for example. They, obviously there's more than one person, were. Then we've got where. So where are Dad's books? This is where I was born, and that is W-H-E-R-E. Then we've got we're, as in we are. Notice the apostrophe in the middle. That is an apostrophe for omission. We are missing the A out in R, and it's contracting and becoming the word we're. So we're all friends. We're eating our dinner. And then finally is wear, as in I'm going to wear my clothes. So I wear a uniform for school. My dad wears a suit for work. I've added that bit on the end. Okay, so those are those four words. Like I said, they are very simple words and you probably know what they all mean anyway. But it's remembering to use them correctly, particularly the first three, were, and we're. Because lots of times, where, we miss out that H. And then it's a completely different word and the sentence doesn't make sense. So your task for today, which you should be able to find, is to see if you can use where, we're, and were correctly in these sentences. So the first four are done correctly. So we've got where are you going? Do you know what we're doing today? Please can I wear your coat? And we were going to go swimming, but it was closed. So after that, you have got 12 sentences, all of which are going to contain one of those four words. It can only be one of those four words, okay? So I'm not looking for a different word other than where, were, and we're. Okay, so that is something I used to live. Which one of those words makes sense? So is it that is where I used to live? That is where I used to live without a H. That is where I used to live. And that is where I used to live. Which one is correct? Okay, and then you write in the correct answer when you have figured it out. Remember to use your neatest writing. And when you have done, either send it to me on Class Dojo or pop it in your pack and take it back to school when you have finished. Okay?